Brough County Environmental Protection Commission, or EPC, voted unanimously today to hold public workshops on whether to limit the amount of nitrogen fertilizer applied to the lawns of county residents. Tampa Bay and most of the region's waterways are loaded with nutrients, especially nitrogen, causing algae blooms, which in turn cause a decline in seagrass cover due to reduced light penetration. Scott Emery, an environmental consultant for Hillsborough County, told the EPC that it is costly to remove nutrients from the water, but it is required by the Federal Clean Water Act to reduce nutrient levels to their total maximum daily load, or TMDL.
It's the maximum amount of a constituent or a pollutant that can be put into a surface water body before that water body can no longer assimilate it to a point where it no longer meets its designated use or a water quality standard. If you're looking at ballpark costs, $40,000 to $200,000, Swift Mud has estimated per ton of nitrogen to remove it. And if you're going to build or improve a wastewater treatment plant, those costs can even go up from there.
The cost of the 7 capital projects currently under construction by the county to reduce nutrient levels in the water is $10 million, Emery said. A more cost-effective way to reduce TMDL is to not put the nutrients in the water in the first place, for example, by reducing lawn fertilization. Because of that, the Tampa Bay Estuary Program crafted a model fertilizer ordinance last October that would restrict residents from using nitrogen fertilizers on lawns during the summer rainy season. It was based on multiple workshops, including scientists and other members of the public. On Thursday, the EPC heard public comment from 8 people who supported a model ordinance as strong or stronger than the estuary program's, while 4 supported a weaker ordinance or none at all, including Howard Steppelman, a regional manager for Massey Services.
I strongly believe that we should follow the University of Florida, who's established BMP guidelines. That is best management practices. All of my technicians have been certified through this course, and I also don't think that we should take lightly those of us who have decided to become state certified and going through the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Sarasota County has already implemented a successful fertilizer ordinance. Their former extension director, Michael Holsinger, told the EPC that he supports an ordinance that is even stricter than the model put forward by the Tampa Bay Estuary Program.
I support a strong ordinance with BM certification, BMP certification and training, rainy season nitrogen restriction, the fertilizer-free buffer next to water, and some new additions, no phosphorus without a soil test, require 50% slow-release nitrogen, a maximum of 4 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet per year, and deflector shields on all broadcast spreaders.
In 2007, the legislature formed the Florida Consumer Fertilizer Task Force, which issued its final report last January. It recommended that a state model ordinance be created. Local governments could enact stricter ordinances if they had waters that were considered polluted with nutrients. The waterways that feed into Tampa Bay are polluted, EPC Director Rick Garrity said, which is why the Tampa Bay Estuary Program crafted the model ordinance for the region.
But one of the components of that model ordinance was that local governments could adopt local stricter ordinances if they had impaired waters or if there were state or federal total maximum daily load requirements. And impaired waters and TMDL is basically the same thing. But just for nutrients, you can see that the Hillsborough River, Alifi River, and Little Manatee River watersheds are all impacted by nutrient issues.
2 researchers from the University of Florida, who unsuccessfully lobbied the Tampa Bay Estuary Program to weaken their model ordinance, were invited to speak to the EPC. Terrell Nell, chair of the UF Environmental Horticulture Department, said there were many things about the Tampa Bay Estuary Program's model fertilizer ordinance that his research supports.
Do not apply phosphorus without a valid soil test. So we support that. Within the current studies that are underway that are supported by Florida Department of Environmental Protection, looking at leaching, we've actually shown and support the no use of nitrogen fertilizer during the first 30 days that sod has been placed into the landscape. And fertilizer at the lowest rates recommended, that has been the heart and soul of the Florida Yards and Neighborhoods program since its inception. We also have strongly encourage the use of buffer zones. The model ordinance suggests 10 feet. We say 3 to 10 feet.
Nell's presentation seemed to catch EPC board member and Hillsborough County Commissioner Jim Norman off guard. He seemed to have expected the UF researchers to be more critical of the fertilizer ordinance and questioned Nell's colleague George Hockmuth.
Do you follow this at all? I mean, this gentleman said he worked, but we need an ordinance. You said you're from University of Florida, and you support science, the farm industry came up and says we don't need an ordinance because they support science. I want somebody to put together something on page that all you guys are on the same page.
Hochmuth, who is Associate Dean of Research at UF's IFAS Agricultural Experiment Station, said he disagreed with the estuary program's model ordinance's restrictions on applying nitrogen during the rainy season. Hochmuth said that in that case, more nitrogen might end up in the bay because people will over-fertilize in the spring and fall when lawns wouldn't be able to handle the excess.
Our proposal was allow a one-time application of controlled-release nitrogen fertilizer not to exceed 1 pound of N per 1,000 square feet during the rainy day period to correct a professionally diagnosed nitrogen deficiency in the turf. County agent or BMP-trained professional comes out. That means the person, the homeowner, can't just say, I want to put fertilizer out and argue that my grass was dying. This has to be something that is invoked by a technology, a technique, and the science.
The next EPC meeting is February 19th at 9 a.m. in the County Center in downtown Tampa. You can learn more about the EPC of Hillsborough County at epchc.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.